I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The American Red Cross has eliminated its local executive director and three other professional staff members as part of a national reorganization, infuriating some of the volunteer directors of the Northeast Louisiana chapter. Gone will be Ann Patton, executive director for 26 years. Patton was gracious in responding to the reorganization plan. She says she cherished her years of service, looks forward to the next opportunity to serve the community. The new plan calls for all state chapters to answer to one state director in New Orleans. A past chairman of the Northeast chapter, 4th District Judge Wendell Manning, says there's no question the move will affect the Red Cross's ability to effectively respond to disasters in the area. New volunteer chairman James Moore III, who just assumed the post for the chapter, says the board expected some coming changes but did not envision such a sweeping plan. He says the immediate plan is to find a way to continue to serve and fulfill needs in times of emergency for the area. State health officials say testing has confirmed the presence of a killer amoeba in a water system serving three St. John the Baptist parish towns. The Department of Health and Hospital says that the Naegleria fowleri amoeba was found in the St. John Water District No. 1 water system, which serves over 12,500 people in the towns of Reserve, Garyville, and Mount Airy. Officials say there are currently no known cases of illnesses related to the amoeba in the parish or elsewhere in the state. The water system was sampled as part of DHH's surveillance program launched earlier this month. During the testing, DHH discovered the system was not in compliance with the state's emergency rule requiring water systems to maintain a minimum disinfected residual level needed to control the amoeba. The American Automobile Association says more people are traveling for the Labor Day holiday than since the recession. Louisiana Radio Network's Scott Carwile has more on why the increase this weekend.
AAA spokesman Don Redmond says 34.7 million people are expected to travel 50 miles or more from home, indicating that we may be getting past the recession.
Might be entering into times that may be bode well for the economy.
Their 2014 Labor Day travel forecast also showed another interesting projection.
A lot of people seem to be funding this last hurrah for the summer on their credit card.
He says travelers are also likely to be motivated by lower gas prices. Scott Carwile reporting.
The University of Louisiana Monroe Warhawks kick off their 2014 season tonight, hosting Wake Forest in a nationally televised game on ESPNU. ULM head coach Todd Berry says this is a rare opportunity for the Warhawks to play in front of the home fans early in the season. He's hopeful tonight's crowd is rowdy.
With the camo out, with Willie Robertson coming over and doing the coin toss, with A&E going to be here to be able to, to basically film a segment for Duck Dynasty, there's a lot of different things kind of going on.
During Camo Out night at Malone Stadium, Duck Dynasty star Willie Robertson will toss the coin and a segment of the show will be filmed. Pete Thomas starts at quarterback for the Warhawks. Thomas transferred from North Carolina State, where he started six games last season. Kickoff is scheduled for 6 p.m. And Wake Forest comes to Monroe with a new coach, a true freshman quarterback, and new starters at several key positions. Berry says with a wide variety of unknowns about the Demon Deacons, the Warhawks are focused on being ready for anything in tonight's contest. The KEDM weather forecast, a slight chance of showers, otherwise mostly sunny and hot today with a high in the mid-90s.